Okay, Bill Kanko of the New Orleans.
So, yeah, shameless plug, the next Nerdalog show has a theme of the end of the world.
Nice.
And somehow my family monologue and my end of the world monologue are the same thing. This is the way the world ends. This is the way the world ends. This is the way the world ends. Not with a bang, but with a whimper. T.S. Eliot, my father's favorite poet. In fact, whenever I think about the end of the world, I always think about my dad. His favorite movie was Doctor Strangelove, and Mad Max, all three of them, were required viewing in my household. He was a product of the times, I guess. He grew up in the, you know, the Cold War, like a lot of our parents did, when we, as a country, had 100 times the nukes needed to end all life. So no wonder the baby boomers were so obsessed with this post-apocalyptic genre. Well, my Chicago world is ending. I'm going to move at the end of the summer because I'm running out of school to take. It's a ratio of 22 of my 28 years have been in school, which is 85% of Bill thus far. I came to Chicago for school, like my father, so I could be a beardy, bike-riding weirdo just like him, so I could become a professor like my father and his father before him. I moved here for grad school, which was a mistake. But life is not a video game. You don't get to reload save points. So regret is a useless thing, and it doesn't even get off the bench on my emotion team. That's as close as I can get to talking about emotions. I think I should at least reflect on what Chicago has meant, which for me is grad school. The other thing that Chicago had, which is improv goofiness, which is just fun and frilly, but I only found that about 2.5 years ago, and of my 5 Chicago years, that's only 50%. So grad school is the through line. How would I describe a half decade of biology? Lots of confusion and bloodshed. You basically don't know what you're doing, but you gotta keep going. I'd like to think that all those animals were sacrificed for progress, but there's no undo button on a guillotine. Confusion and bloodshed. Sounds like the motto to the most hapless family in Westeros. How did I get here? Well, if you want to be an academic, you start early. In high school, my ratio of AP exams to times I had sex was a lot to none. That's infinity percent! No regrets! What's next after Chicago? I don't know. If you guys haven't noticed, the job market is being a dick spot. My father's generation had a promise, a social contract that if they went to school and worked hard, they'd be rewarded. Well, our relationship is at least 30% movie quotes, so when we talk about this now, I say, we had a deal, old man. The chances of a biology PhD to get a tenure track position have fallen to 15%, which is 1 in 6. Meaning I had better chances at making a Herald team. Luckily, improv has prepared me to deal with a certain amount of uncertainty, of unmet expectations, so when the rules get changed halfway through a scene, I have learned to stop worrying and love the bomb. What are the chances of living through the end times? Well, none of us have before, and nobody gets to see it after, so really, we're pretty lucky. We are the princes of a decadent and dying empire. We as a country spend $580 billion on the Department of Defense and $31 billion on the National Institutes of Health. That's 18 times less on understanding life than on blowing it up. Confusion and bloodshed. This is how the world ends, not with a bang, but a whimper.
Bill, I know we're all going to miss you, man. I know I'm going to miss you. I guess I shouldn't speak for everybody, but I'll miss you enough for some of these motherfuckers who don't even care.
You're leaving?
We don't bring people down here, Chris.
Well, Bill's not people.
It got real. This is how I met your mother all over again.